Hey, beautiful humans. Welcome to Sex, Love, and Everything in Between.
You're here with Jacob and my wife, Meg.
And this is the place where we have all the very, very real, raw, and extremely unfiltered conversations about sex, love, and everything in between.
Oh, yeah. It's here you get a behind-the-scenes look into our relationship. And we will not be holding back, will we, my love?
No, we don't know how to do that.
Not at all.
So, beautiful ones, thank you for being here. Enjoy this episode.
Hey, lovers.
Hey, hi.
Yo, yo.
Welcome. I was going to say welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
We are your home now. We see you. We
feel
you.
We are your mummy and daddy.
Mummy and daddy. Where's Chrissy? Shout out to Kristen. Mummy and daddy want you home. We'll see you tonight.
We actually will.
Oh, Chrissy.
Hi, everybody.
How are you, my love?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're in the podcast room. It's pretty hot in here right now.
It's getting steamy.
Steaming it up.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about your birthday, aren't we?
I know. Yeah. Yesterday was my birthday.
31.
31.
So much fun.
It was a beautiful day.
Life has just begun.
Oh.
Mm. That was a really cute noise.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm really excited about this because I feel like a part of this podcast is us like sharing a real behind the scenes look at our relationship.
Yes.
And for me, this is like my most favorite part of the podcast is when we get to like tell stories and share. And even though sometimes we don't know what each other's going to say or that we might say something a little too vulnerable, I think that's the magic of our relationship is that we are willing to share what's actually going on for us.
Yeah. Mm. And I think that's the intention of this episode. It's like, I had a beautiful fucking day yesterday and I cried a lot and there were some gritty things that came up between us.
Yes.
And I think sometimes when, you know, social media is so big, obviously, and we can just see, so cliche to say, but like people's highlight reels and just be like, oh my God, look, he did this for her and he did this for her. Or like, oh my gosh, they have this perfect relationship. And I think it's so important for us to bring you on the real raw behind the scenes of, yeah, what really goes down. And so that like, you know, again, I had the most beautiful fucking birthday, but there, again, there were some gritty moments and I want to normalize like, yeah, there can be like just these, even like our proposal story.
Mm.
Like I didn't like my engagement ring. And like, if you haven't listened to that episode, that's one of our first episodes, go back and listen. But it's like these moments are allowed to be there and it's not just like, what am I trying to say? It's like, yeah, I don't want anyone ever to think like they need this like perfect.
I feel like I don't want people to feel like they're doing it wrong if they have issues.
That's what I'm getting at.
We might be a bit lucid with this because it's warming up in this room.
This might be a bit of like a sweat lodge vibe.
Yeah, this could be really clearing.
We have this like aircon system in the room, but we don't put it on because it'd be intense background noise for you all. So we're doing this for you guys. We're getting hot and sweaty in here for you.
We are abandoning ourselves for you. Healthy relationship style. But I want to circle back to what you were saying, my love, and this is like, I really want to set this up so people understand why we tell these stories and why we share and why it's a big part of the depth of our relationship, but also the depth that we experience in all areas of our life.
Mm.
I went and had a coffee with a mate this morning, Darren, and we were speaking about this idea of like actually being authentic in our work. And as we both coach and we both mentor and we lead in this industry, what we do, for me, I see authenticity as like it's the thing that will keep you like keep you grounded.
Mm.
And especially for me, I believe that if anyone teaches concepts or shares strategies or does any of that without creating some relatability through some authentic expression or sharing some stories about how they've embodied what they've learned, for me, it just takes people out of integrity in their work. So in this regard, I really feel like these stories are the the things that solidify the work that we do.
I think that's why everyone's here listening, because we don't hold back and we do take you all into
and your
the
love
real-
butt stuff.
You, you're either here for one of two reasons. You love or just love hearing us talk about butt stuff, or you like our real, raw, relatable stories. Which one are you? I'll do a poll on Instagram.
Which one are you?
Why are you here?
Yes.
Also, I had a message from someone the other day saying that they're in a very long-term relationship and was just sharing how much the podcast has been supportive to her and her husband. And then she said, and we're even flirting with the idea of anal.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Yes. I'm here for that kind
I love
of transformation.
That. After decades together, she was like, we're flirting with the idea of this. And I'm like, oh, I love our community. I love the people here listening.
So good. So good.
Okay. So should we start to tell the story?
Flesh it out?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'd love to start with, so you told me, was it the day before my birthday or maybe the day before that?
It was one or two days before your birthday.
That you said, we're leaving. I've got something planned. We're leaving at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck? It's like, oh my God, that's early. And I was really excited. Yeah. I just love, that's like one of my deepest desires, especially on my birthday, is like, I don't want to choose. I don't want to make decisions. Mm. I want to be looked after and I want to be surprised and I want to just be like, I want everything. I sometimes realize I have very high expectations.
The little caveat that I'll put on there is like, that is like, that is such a, like, that makes the me want to show up so deeply for you. But then there's also this deep set fear of like, fuck, what if I get it wrong?
Yeah. So it's and like, we've said that like, because the ring, like that, that was, I'm not going to say it, well,
that was traumatic.
Slightly traumatic experience, like to propose to me, to put all this effort into the ring and then for me to not like that, like that. And we've spoken about this story in terms of that was such an initiation for our relationship. And we're so glad for that experience and deepened through that. And it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And yet that was like really painful for you to have put so much effort in and really like trust yourself. And then it like, in quotation marks, not work.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there is that like, you knowing I really love birthdays and want to be like, yeah, want to be looked after. And that, I know that does feel kind of like,
yeah.
Oh God. Especially when in the fullness of life, like you've been really full, you've been really busy.
Mm.
And then it's almost like you've got to pause for a few days to.
Yeah. All of that.
Yeah.
It's and that, but that's part of being in a relationship. Like, yeah. I don't want to make that seem like it's a burden. It's like,
yeah.
You have desires and I want to meet them because I love you and we're in a relationship and that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
My job is to make sure that I'm attuning throughout the year and asking the right questions so I know what it is that you want.
Yeah.
Mm. And let's say that sometimes I get that right, sometimes I get that wrong. But yeah, it's revealing to me like that is, I'm having a lot of inner child stuff come up, especially this morning after yesterday and being like, oh, wow, where is – like, what are my core drivers? Where am I like not giving myself the grace to be human? Where am I not like allowing myself to like slow down and getting to this heightened state of, oh, it needs to be perfect. I need to do absolutely everything right by her. And actually like make sure that you're asking the right questions, Jacob, so you don't have to like be confused or feel like you're taking a risk that's going to ruin everything. Like you take the risks, but like make sure that you're like in conversation around desires regularly. So when it does come to like a moment where you get to like really devote yourself to nourishing and showering your partner with love and gifts and adoration, that you know that you've got an indication of what it is that she desires.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the night before my birthday, you'd reminded me like we got to be up at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Something you're really great at any time we have to wake up early is like, you wake me up at the last minute. You've done everything. There's already a blanket and the pillow in the car. You like set me up so like I can literally move from the bed basically into the car and just fall back asleep.
Yeah.
And you are phenomenal at that.
Mm.
Like every time we get up early, even if it's like getting up early to go surfing like half an hour away, you will have a pillow and a blanket in the car so I can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I adore that.
You love that.
I really love that. It's one of my favorite. That's one of like the ways that you love me really fucking well. And so, you told me we've got to give up early and you're going to prep everything. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I was also about to bleed, or I'm still about to bleed. And I had been like, oh, like I'm about to bleed. I'm pretty, I think you'd known that and you were like, I've taken that in. Did you say you'd taken that into consideration? So, or did I just assume, did I just say?
This is the thing about the menstrual cycle that I'm like, it's hard to plan that shit like a couple of weeks out. It's like, oh yeah, maybe she will, but like, oh, it's right on the edge, but it's her birthday. So it's like when you're planning things for women, like there is, she, like you guys are, have a 28-day cycle normally. So it's sometimes you don't get it right based on the cycle.
Mm.
So I'd had this plan for a couple of weeks and I knew what we were going to do and had it all planned out. But then you're like, oh, I'm actually probably going to start bleeding tomorrow.
Mm.
And I was like, no, this can be done. This is not like, this isn't, no, this will work. I backed myself. I was like, no, this isn't crazy. This isn't like a long time.
We weren't like climbing a mountain.
We weren't doing anything extremely physical.
Yeah.
And I was like, in any of the physical stuff we have to do, I can do 90% of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, this will work.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Probably was lying to myself a little bit. Probably. But at the same time, in my head, I was like, yeah, this isn't strenuous. This isn't chaotic. This isn't going to be, yeah. But anyway.
So that the night before my birthday, I was just really curious and I was like, yeah. I'm going to get people on Instagram. I'm going to tell you guys to guess. And so I put up, Jacob's taking me somewhere at 3:30 in the morning for my birthday. Where do you think he's taking me? Like within about 10 minutes, I had like 20 or 30 people being like, hot air balloon ride, hot air balloon ride. And I was like, oh, I've ruined it. It's definitely a hot air balloon ride because that's not physical. It's not strenuous. Oh my God, he's taking me on a hot air balloon. Because I'd mentioned everyone that it was like he'd taken my cycle into consideration. And then I came out to you and I was like, have I ruined it? Is it on air balloon ride? And you were like, no, it is not. No one will ever guess.
No one was ever going to guess. And no one did.
No.
I wish someone might have because it might have given us an indication of what was to come.
No.
Wish I got a little insight.
So anyway, we wake up the next morning. You've got the pillow and the blanket in the car.
Pillow and blanket are in the car.
I literally just passed. I just moved from the bed.
Yep.
Get changed.
Hopped sleep in the car.
In the car the entire time.
Put on some nice, gentle. I put on gentle morning music.
Yeah, that was. You're real, like, your attention to detail in those things is just.
I'm a bit of a nurturer.
You're such a way. Nurturer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think you were touching me as I was, like, falling asleep.
Yeah.
And it was great. And then I woke up and we'd arrived in Byron.
Byron Bay.
Byron Bay, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going.
Where were we going? The big reveal.
We were going kayaking.
In the open ocean.
I have wanted to do this for a long time, though. I've really wanted to do this.
You
this is like kayaking with the dolphins in Byron. I've heard a lot of people have done it and like heard these stories of the dolphins like surrounding the boats and just like your kayak and just like literally having these really close dolphin encounters. So when we arrived, I was super pumped. I wasn't
wrong in knowing that that was a desire.
Right? Totally. Yeah. And so when we arrived, I was like, oh, like it'll be, you know.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. And I was like, this is going to be really fucking fun.
You were positive.
I'm going to see dolphin. I was really excited.
Yeah, you were.
I was really excited. And then it turned when we got in the kayak.
Well, let's just say like we went down to the beach. It's overcast, but the waves aren't big. There's not really any waves. There's a tiny little wave breaking on the shore. But apart from that, the ocean is, there's no wind. It's flat. Yeah. I'm thinking tick, tick. It's not bright and sunny, so she's not going to get overheated.
Totally.
And I'm ticking the boxes. I'm thinking, you have done it, Jacob. You've done it.
And I want everyone to know that I was excited.
Yes.
I was like, I wasn't like, fuck you. You've taken me somewhere. I was like really open.
There was
and I was
no
really
closure,
excited.
There was
I
no was, hate. There was no
I was like,
contempt.
This is really beautiful. This is thoughful. This is beautiful.
We love going to Byron for a day together too.
We do.
Yeah.
We do love Byron.
Mm-hmm.
And you were also like to me, hey, and this, we've kayaked before together.
We have.
And you've done majority of the, like I just sometimes lie back and you just,
that was also quite a traumatic day for you as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. I just don't know if I like kayaks to be honest. we kayaked back in Jacob's hometown and it was like, I was just about to bleed then too.
Yes, you were.
I was, and your dad was really
initiating you.
Yeah, into country life.
Yes.
I was like, it was such a hot day. We're just going to slide on here. Yeah. It was like hot day. We wore summer.
42, 44 degrees, dry heat.
So hot. And I would prefer to be in Bali in the depth of humidity.
Yes, I wouldn't. But, I like that 44 degrees.
Jacob loves
heat.
A dry heat. I love a wet, humid heat. And so it's so dry. We've gone out on the kayak in the heat and I've got what I would think was sunstroke. So I've just laid back in the kayak while Jacob's done all the kayaking. And then we get out of the kayak and I'm sitting on the side of the river and there's just flies everywhere. And I'm trying to swat the flies away. And John, Jacob's dad, shout out to John. If everyone knows John,
mm-hmm.
he's just, how would you describe your dad in three words? Honest.
He's like the Coca-Cola drinking guru.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
You can make your own assumptions from there. But your dad was just looking at me going, Meg, don't swat him. Just let him land on you. Don't swat him away. It makes it worse.
Just let him land on you.
And then do I say the next bit about your dad?
Did you sit in an ant's nest as well or something like that? Or you just, there was the flies that wasn't, there was no ants.
There was the flies, there wasn't ants. The ants was the other time on a bushwalk.
Oh, can I tell this next part of the story? Yeah. This is my favorite bit.
Yeah.
The next bit, Meg was laying down. The flies were covering her, heat stroke, exhausted from a serious paddling session in the canoe.
And let's just say I'm a city girl. I grew up in a big city and.
Yeah. You wouldn't, there would never have been any unstructured time at the river for you.
No.
Yeah.
Told you the other day, I've really realized that I didn't have any unstructured playtime, especially as like a child and more like in primary school and high school.
Yeah.
It was always like sport. Here is a structured way to go and move your body.
Yeah.
Here's a structured way to do things.
Yeah.
So that's something I've had to teach myself.
And if you're from the country, you'll know that a lot of the recreation is unstructured.
Yeah.
Besides footy or soccer on the weekend or cricket on the weekend. But anyway, Meg's laying there and Dad keeps yelling out whenever a bird or a duck goes past. And he'll be like, bird, duck, bird. And he kept saying that for a little while. It was quite odd, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck is he doing?
Why is he doing that? And then anyway.
Your dad doesn't weird shit, so it was whatever.
That's quite a normal. That's actually one of the normaler things that he does.
Yeah.
But anyway, he goes to the car and he gets out his under and over shotgun.
I didn't know this, guys. And Meg I was still closed my eyes. The flies are all over me. I'm hot as fuck. I'm just taking a breather.
Yeah. So unbeknownst to Meg, Dad's gone and got a double barrel shotgun under and over like they use with the clay pigeon shooting. And he's looking at these birds. He wants to shoot a duck. Don't judge. Everyone has
that. That's why I said, should we bring the story?
I like it. I think it's part of it. Yeah. Hunting. I think hunting's a cool thing to do. I think it's a great, great thing to do to get in touch with nature and learn about the cycle of life, especially if you eat meat. If you haven't hunted, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dad pops two shells in this shotgun and cocks it. And he's how far away was he from you?
Like very close. Again, I have no idea this is going on.
And you've
I've never been around. No, I'd shot a gun. Like your grandfather had a gun.
Yeah, you shot.
Your pop had a gun. Yeah, once. And I shot it at their farm once, just like went into the clay pigeon thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first time I'd ever been around a gun.
Yeah. So I grew up around guns, so I'm very used to seeing them, being around them. But even so, Dad was probably like 5 meters away from you, you reckon? And anyway, he's got the gun cocked, he points up in the sky and he goes, and the ducks are flying past and Dad goes, hey, Meg, I'm going to shoot this gun, and goes, bang, about a split second later, and then goes bang. You pull the trigger twice and it shoots the two shells. Bang, bang.
And guys, I was like just about to bleed. I was on edge.
Heat stroke.
Flies. And I literally got up, said, guys, I have to leave. This was like on Jacob's dad just owns this like
property out on the just outside of town.
Land. Yeah. So I think I got in his ute.
No, you got in my car.
I got in your ute and I was like, guys, I've got to leave. And then I went home. I ran a bath, even if it was 45 degrees. I just needed to be in a body of water that was inside. And then I think I started bleeding like a few hours later and I was just like, yes, thank gosh. You know, and I'll guarantee every woman knows this feeling, but that like when you're just like aching to bleed for the relief of the bleed and like the lead up, especially those like few hours before you bleed or like day or so, it literally just feels the edginess that can be in the body or like everything. I just think you become so much more sensitive to what you're available for and what you're not. And you're not willing to like lie or pretend. It's just like that time is just like, guys, I'm leaving.
To me, this is the perception. I think it's why it's so good to understand how different men and women are.
Yeah.
And if you grew up in different, like, not just like upbringings, because everyone's going to have their unique experience, but if you grow up in a different kind of like environment, like I grew up in the country, you grew up in the city, like just having that difference is so contrasting. For me, yeah. I could not have been any more happier or relaxed to be down on the river at that time of day with ducks and my dad shooting guns and the flock. That to me was heaven.
Maybe if I was like ovulating, I'd be sweet.
So this is the thing. It's like, yeah, maybe if you're ovulating, but also like I'm familiar with that environment too. Yeah. That environment is already familiar to me. You're outside of your familiar.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're about to bleed. So I think it's like that heightened sensitivity and you're outside of like somewhere that you can control.
Yeah.
The funniest part for me, there was many funny parts, but I put you in the car, I said, okay, you go home, my love, you go have a bath, like just look after yourself. I mean, like, yeah, I will. And then I went back over and sat down next to Dad, and Dad goes, oh, Meg doesn't like guns, does she? And I was just like, it's a bit much for her, Dad. I think it might have been the flies, the heat, you know, there's nowhere comfortable to sit down.
Oh, God, I love your dad so much.
Yeah. But that was a very funny, funny day.
Yes. Mm. One thing I love about your dad is once he knew that, he would be incredibly respectful of that.
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't just then bring out guns around if I.
Yeah.
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 Your dad's great like that.
Definitely. Definitely.
Shout out to John.
Hilarious.
Okay. Thanks for sticking with us as we took a sidestep into previous kayak adventures.
We're going to take a couple of side steps over the course of this because I want to reference a few of the previous birthdays as well that we've had that have been initiatory.
Totally. That's a great, and yesterday was initiatory.
It was initiatory.
Yeah. So where were we? We were kayaking. Okay. And so it was pretty flat. I was excited. We get in the boat. They're teaching us how to get out. Also, you told me to wear tights. Don't know why you told me to wear tights.
I thought that would keep you warm. Like in my head, I was like, these will keep you warm.
Because you told me to wear tights, I was just expecting, because I'd never kayaked in open ocean. I was just expecting we'd get pushed out over the wave, we'd be fine and I wouldn't get wet at all.
That was my intention.
We literally get in the water, the guy pushes us out and immediately this big wave crashes on us. I'm just soaked from head to toe immediately. And already on the beach, I think I was saying like, you were asking me how I was feeling and I just said, no, this was after we'd gotten wet.
Yeah.
Because guys, one of the things, I love comfort.
Yeah.
I love being physically comfortable and I really don't like being cold and wet. I get really cold really easy. I'm like very Vata in my constitution.
Yeah.
And so if I'm then cold and there's a little bit of wind, I'll like start shaking and I just get cold easy. Mm. So the big wave hits us. I'm drenched. My tights are drenched. I'm like, now why the fuck am I in tights? Mm. Now I've got this wet material on me. Yeah, I was drenched. And then that's probably when things started to
30 seconds in.
Take a turn.
30 seconds into the kayak, things took a turn.
And I think you were looking at me, you were like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I think I'm just nervous that, because I knew we'd been, I think I asked you just before we got in, like, oh, how long does this go for? Because I knew nothing. And you were like, oh, probably 90 minutes. So then I'm like, oh, I'm going to be cold and wet.
I have 89 and a half minutes.
I've got 89 and a half minutes left to be cold and wet for. And it was like there was no sun or anything. So it was a kind of coldish day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We made it past that wave and we got out there. And that's when I started to feel like a sense of closure in the space.
In the kayak.
Yeah. I felt like there's something awry.
And I would say something I was very intentional of was when you said closure in the space, I don't think it was like if we're looking at how we teach in terms of the channel of the heart,
yeah,
it wasn't a closure between the channel, would you say?
I would say it was, but it wasn't, there was no projection. Like even though the closure was there, you didn't make it, we didn't make it wrong.
Yes.
It was like, oh, cool. Like, this is, you're uncomfortable now and this is going to be hard. This is going to be hard for you.
Yeah. And guys, it was.
It was really hard.
It was an incredibly hard 90 minutes. Incredibly challenging. I wanted to be out of the kayak for 89 and a half minutes. Which I can so deeply laugh about now, but at the time, because then, can I just,
please?
Because then, and I don't know if other people feel this, but I started to feel really seasick because we were, it was really flat, but then we'd go out on the back of these waves and we'd just sit there in the kayak waiting to see dolphins. And we'd just go like, you know, like kind of as the wave comes in, but it's not breaking. So we're kind of like riding these waves that haven't broken yet. And it's like, and then I'm cold and wet and I've started to shake a little.
You were shaking.
And I just cried. Guys, I cried for majority of the time in the kayak. Like I was like, and I just got to this point. I'm like, there was many other people. There was probably like
30,
yeah, and some instructors. I was just wailing in the in the kayak, and I'm just like, I don't care. This is what's true for me. If anyone wants to be like, are you okay? No one did. I think everyone's just focusing on their own thing. But I was just like, this is what is true for me right now.
Mm.
I felt sick. I felt like I was going to throw off a few times.
Yep, you said that.
And then that guy, there was one of the instructors taking photos and we were like going past the lighthouse and he goes, oh, this is a great photo opportunity. I thought he just meant like get your own phone out because we got our phone in like these Ziploc bag things. Yeah. And I was just like, no. But then he's taken a photo. We need to find. Is that photo on the?
I'll put it up
on Instagram. He's taken a photo and Jacob's like smiling and I just look like so depressed and I'm just like looking ahead. Mm. So, yeah. And also, because we'd heard stories of people going out on that kayak adventure before, and was your expectation this as well?
I thought I was going to have like a divine. I thought I was like the dolphin was going to become one of my spirit animals.
Me too. Yeah. I thought I was going to look down at the dolphin and it was going to bring its.
I thought we were going to have a connection.
I thought there was going to be a connection. We saw one dolphin from a distance.
A tiny little fin. We saw it, didn't even, and I've seen
and a sea turtle. That was pretty cool, but it was just the head out, and it was again like meters and meters and meters away.
I've seen sea turtles at the Brunswick at Tweed River.
Totally,
like a meter away.
I've surfed closer to dolphins.
Yeah. So our expectations were incredibly high for this kayaking adventure. It was going to be. I expect it to be like Avatar Way of Water.
So, yes, me too. And so when we were like kayaking out, I was thinking, I'm feeling sick now and I'm feeling really closed. And yet there is going to be a moment where this shifts for me. Like where this like.
When did you realize it wasn't going to shift and this was your fate? Where at in the kayaking adventure?
Probably when we got close to Watergoes or just before Watergoes when we were like.
Probably like halfway through.
Yeah, probably halfway through. And I was just like, after we'd seen that second, maybe around the sea turtle thing.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh. Because then I thought they were pointing towards the open ocean and I'm like, are we going all the way out there? And like, Jesus. And I just like, then when we went back past Watergoes, I literally had this vision of like, I'm just going to fucking jump out of this kayak and I'm just going to swim to Watergoes. I just needed to be out of the boat. I was just felt so sick. But I also, and this was a really conscious practice of mine too, because I was just really checking in with myself to be like, it was a moment where I really checked in with myself being like, am I being a whiny little bitch right now? And am I like choosing to stay in this like, nah, this sucks and you didn't choose right? Like was that what I was doing? Or was the truth just that I was hurting and it was really fucking challenging and I actually couldn't shift that. And yeah, for a few moments I was like, I closed my eyes. I took a few deep breaths and I was like, almost like smile. Everything's good. Like, just like when you open your eyes, just like really take in the beauty of this moment, take in like the sea turtle you just saw and just like, you're out on the open ocean. Like this is beautiful. And then when I came back, I was just like, that's not the truth of the moment. The truth of the moment that is that, like, I can't bypass this. I can't make this better. I can't pretend. Like, I can't pretend I'm having a good time right now. I'm really fucking struggling. But I was very intentional to look back at you and I turned to you many times being like, hey, I really love you. I'm just really struggling right now. And I said to you, can you, I feel a bit lonely because you've gone silent too, mainly because you were taking in everything as well. But I was like, can you talk to me? I was like, I feel lonely. Can you talk? Can you ask me? Or did I say, can you talk to me?
Yeah, like, can you talk to me? I was like, how are you going? You're like, no, don't ask me questions. Just talk to me.
I was like, don't ask me how I'm feeling. Just talk to me. So then you started because you're taking me away that you've organized. And just fucking shout out to you because you just do, you go above and beyond on my birthdays, like the organization. And so Jacob, for those of you, most of you would know, he runs a retreat every year called The Gathering of Men. This weekend, Jacob is running a retreat called The Gathering of Meg. We're going, Jacob's organized a camping trip with all of our friends and it's called The Gathering of Meg. So yeah, in the kayak, you were like, there's going to be all these people going to celebrate you this weekend and you're going to love it so much. You're going to cry and you're just going to be bursting with joy. And I was just like, yeah. As I continued to wail in the kayak.
Yes. Yes. I found it like, yeah, for me, it was like there was moments where like that I was just like, oh, that kind of level of discomfort is so like, It is so hard to try and like force yourself to be a different way. And that, like what you said, bypassing, like you, I think you, there was a point where you just accepted your fate. Hey, yeah. I'm fucking hate this.
Yeah. And there wasn't, and I want to get to later about like how impeccable you are in those moments because you do not, you don't get sassy. You don't take it personally. You don't. Because these kind of things have happened before.
I've got a track record.
You don't like make it mean something about you or take it personally. You really just let me have my experience.
Yes.
And you don't make it like, well, I've organized this and can't you be, you're ungrateful. Like you never make me feel that way. I don't then project onto you like you should have known better and this is shit. We both just let each other have our experience and that is what then creates like the most magnificent breakthrough and such a cracked open feeling after moments like this.
Yes, 100%.
Because then, do you want me to just continue telling?
Yeah, continue, yeah.
Because then once we finally got back, bless you, as soon as, oh. Wowza.
Oh, I'm back.
Then once we got onto the beach and everyone was gathering and I'm sure there was like a chat afterwards or something, that I was like, I have to go.
We got back onto the beach. So we've caught a wave in. We nearly got tipped over. That would have been tragic.
I don't know. I think I would have been okay.
I think that would have been like,
I would have been fine.
Yeah.
If we would have got tipped over at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, away we go. We get back into the beach. I grab the kayak and I start walking up. You turn to me like, I've got to go. Is it okay if I go? And I gave you the key and you just like threw down your wetsuit, your life jacket on the kayak, put your helmet down as well, and you just walked off. You didn't say bye to anyone, you didn't talk to anyone, you're just like, I've got to go. Like
that was part of, and this is something I'm really practicing lately, is not caring if people think I'm a bitch. Not intentionally being in that archetype, but like that, to really own it out there and to not pretend to anyone that I was having fun. To not like try and put a smile on my face. Like it was just like, and to not try. Yeah, I just left because I needed to.
Yeah.
And then when I got into the car, I just like bawled my eyes out. Mainly just because I had been shaking and I was cold and it was a real just like, again, about to bleed. It was just it was an intense experience for my body. So I got in the car and I just bawled and cried and turned the heater right off and was just sitting there and crying and crying. And that was probably for like 5 or 10 minutes. And then you ended up coming and you came back in and you were like, what did you say?
How you doing?
I hated that.
I didn't want to make you feel bad, but I really hated all of that. I hated everything about it. I hated it. Oh, I hated it. I was like, that's okay. It's over now.
And then you were like, and now we're just going to have the best day ever.
Yeah, we're going to go get breakfast at your favorite cafe. I'll put on one of your favorite songs.
Then you told me all the things that you were like, I've got something else planned for later and I've got a dinner plan and it's all going to be relaxing. It's all going to be nourishing and relaxing from here. And
I'm like, okay.
And then you put on a song, this country song that I've been loving lately. It's called
Better Together,
Better Together by Luke Combs. It's like corny as hell.
Quintessential country.
But I'm obsessed with it. And you put it like, but you put it on in this moment where, and I just like.
You cried.
I cried. We need to put that video on Instagram. It was the moment it shifted from like, oh, this is just me crying because I need to release energy, to me crying because I'm so grateful. And of course that needed to happen. And my heart feels so cracked open.
Yeah.
And you put that song on, I was just like, I literally hid under the blanket because I was just like crying so much. And I just felt so happy and so grateful.
Yeah. And you went from like the deepest, like inner child, like crying, traumatic crying, to like bursting with laughter.
Yeah, and I do that every time I'm like, when I do that shift of like crying from feeling contracted or grief or whatever it might be to this, like there's a moment for me that happens when I so deeply let an emotion move through me that it shifts and I just like it cracks open and I'm crying from just joy and ecstasy and bliss and openness. And then I'll usually laugh immediately because it's just like such a such a pendulum swing. And then it was just so fucking glorious. I was so happy. And you were like, I intentionally created that as an initiation experience because I didn't know. Maybe I said that first. Yeah. I was like, oh, I feel so fucking good right now. And that I wouldn't feel this good if I hadn't have just had that experience. And I'm like, I needed that so my body could have this huge release. And now I could feel so relaxed all day. Oh, it was funny.
It was hilarious. It was so funny. Go on.
I was going to say, do you want to tell the Guatemala birthday story?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's before we go into the rest of the birthday, we're in Guatemala for one of your birthdays, maybe like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Probably 4 years ago now.
All right, four years ago.
I think it was 27 or 28.
It's only 2023. You said 2027 or 2028.
No, I was. Did I say 2020?
You meant 2027 or 2028?
Oh,
yeah.
No, I was 27 or 28.
Okay, so it was like, before, was it BC before COVID?
I was probably 27,
yeah.
It was BC.
Yeah, it was.
2019.
Yeah. And we're in Guatemala. We're at this beautiful place called Lake Atitlan. It's an incredible place. You have to go if you ever go to Guatemala. I loved it. And I'd organized something for your birthday. And it's really vulnerable to let someone else organize something for you. I just want to acknowledge this. Is like when you know what you like, to have someone organize something and bring a surprise, it takes time to warm up to that idea of like surprises.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to like trust someone else knows you, trust someone else has got your best interests at heart. So like I went and booked this thing, but then we found another thing that we wanted to do. So I canceled the thing and we went into but then the other thing didn't have any availability. So we ended up going back to my original thing.
Yes.
I was like, oh, we're here.
Which I didn't know about.
Which you didn't know about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, apparently this is the best view of, you know, that you can get from Lake Atitlan. However, upon reflection, and reading the room better, knowing that I could have read the room, read the energy, there could have been a much, much better choice than what I made.
But again, it was like yesterday, that story and how that unfolded was just so fucking perfect.
Yes.
So fucking perfect.
Yeah.
If you would have been upset about, and we'll go into the details in a moment, but if you would have been upset about in Guatemala that I wanted to turn around and you would have taken that personally, that would have been a really fucking shit day.
Wouldn't it?
But your ability, this is why you're amazing. You take risks. Like you take risks because it's fucking risky to surprise someone.
Yeah.
And to not give them any details. That's fucking risky. But that's what we want. I want you to take risks. I don't want you to ask me a million questions about what I want. And I know many women that want this. It's like they want someone to make the decision for them. They want someone to take a risk.
Yep.
And to be like, I'm going to hope. Yeah, I'm going to fucking back myself and I'm going to trust myself. And you're amazing at that. And it is risky because you're not telling me the details. So I might not like it because I am a woman that isn't going to do something that I don't necessarily like.
Mm-hmm.
And so these moments that we're talking about, like yesterday, you took a fucking risk. But then when I didn't have a good time, you didn't take it personally and you then flowed. Like your what word am I looking for?
Maybe adaptability.
Your adaptability is insane.
That comes from my growing up in unstructured play. Like that's like, that is like, that can be sometimes my downfall, not being organized enough. But when I do organize something and the goalposts change, I'm very, very adaptable.
Yes.
So yeah, that's shout out to my unstructured play as a young child.
Yeah, the O'Neills.
Mm.
So yeah, go on with the Guatemala story. Yeah, massage my foot while you do that.
So we wake up. It's another – I like getting up early, don't I, for your birthday? This was like a 4 a.m. wake up. We go down and we hop in one of those little three-wheeled taxis. Like it's called a tuk-tuk.
Yeah, tuk-tuk.
And I think we drove on by far the worst road I've ever experienced.
Oh,
do you remember this part of the story?
Yeah, I was like – and again, I'm a highly sensitive human and I love being comfortable.
Yeah.
And it was like – so, there was like so many potholes in the road and so like.
It was jarring.
It was so jarring. Like
every couple of meters, boom, 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 boom.
And it was like a 20-minute ride.
And it was like a 20-minute ride.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It was grabbed still dark.
Grab a couple of bottles of water. We had a couple of protein balls.
This is an important part of the story. Important
part of the story.
Two bottles of water and two protein balls.
Yep. Important part of the story. Do not forget that. And we arrive at this spot. It's like way all way around the fucking mountain, way around the lake. You got to drive all the way around. It's like bomb, 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 like getting jarred and stuttered around by this little tuk-tuk. And I felt something was off then. I started to feel an offness to the energy. I started to feel like a sense of this isn't going, this hasn't started how I thought it would. We arrive at the place. We get assigned a guide.
Yes, because it apparently, so it's a mountain.
It's a mountain. We're about to go on like a 5-hour hike, 5 or 7-hour hike.
That's important information too.
That's also important information. 5 to 7 hours hiking on your birthday.
And if you do remember the important detail we pointed out before, we have 2 small water bottles between us and 2 bliss balls.
And I would.
So I still didn't know where we were going until we got to the mountain. Mm. And apparently you're not allowed to climb this mountain alone. So we had a Spanish, like a man who only spoke Spanish that had to walk with us the entire way for 7 hours.
And I just want to remember, like, I'm not going to overshare here, but like a lot of the hiking we've done has been in like ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, we've never really been hikers, I would say. We don't go out hiking for hours. Because we love hiking. A lot of the times we've been working with plant medicines in Peru and we've been like hiking for a whole day, but it's not like hiking because we love hiking. It's hiking because we're like communing in ceremony, in ritual. So that's also another thing that I just realized. Like, I don't know whether we actually are hiking people.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Anyway, our Spanish guide.
So, yeah, we had the intention of like really dropping in and I know you would have had the intention of walking up and sitting with the land and trees, and it just felt like, oh, this man's going to be following us this whole
time. Spanish-speaking guide kind of was a bit awkward. It was kind of awkward because he'd turn around, look at it and just laugh and, like, say something in Spanish. But we were like, oh, we have no idea where we're going, how far are we, you know, how far along we've got, what's coming up.
Yeah.
And I kind of banked on someone being able to, like, guide us through, like, okay, well, now we're here. Okay, now we've got this far to go to the next checkpoint, this – and there was none of that, which creates a lot of uncertainty.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. And the further we climbed, we didn't climb all the way to the top. There's a little caveat.
Oh.
A little bit. But we climbed a fair way. We were climbing for about an hour, you reckon? Less. 30 minutes.
I reckon we were on the mountain for maybe an hour in total.
Okay.
I think we got 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon? Or do you reckon longer?
I feel like it was like maybe, I think we got 40 minutes up and then we turned around and came back down. I think it was like an hour and 20 we were on the mountain.
Yeah.
But anyway, we started walking and then we walk with, there's all these amazing coffee bushes. There's big avocado trees.
Avocado trees. I do remember the avocado trees.
And we got to a lookout and we took this photo and it's the worst, like it's our guide took the photo. It's the worst photo I think anyone's ever taken. And the key thing that I realized. So if you didn't already know, if Meg's excited and she likes something, she speaks. She talks about it. She does this running commentary about how much she loves what's happening.
I literally narrate the entire experience.
There was not a word spoken by her at all. And I was like, hey, love, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And then radio silence.
Yeah, I did a lot more. Yeah, yeah, I'm fine back then.
Yeah. And after that first checkpoint, we kept walking and we realized, and I, you know, testament to me, I thought there was going to be food along the way. I thought there'd be like a place to eat. There wasn't. And there didn't look like there was ever going to be. We will never know if there was or there wasn't, but it there's a good chance there was going to be no food.
I don't think we saw anyone else on the walking track either.
No one else on the walking track.
So I don't think there was going to be like a kiosk or something at the top.
Let's remember that we had two bottles of water and two protein balls for a seven-hour hike. For me, like when I filter that through my, like I'm cool. I like to fast. But this is your birthday.
I know. You know, if it was a day where we're like, this is, you're like, this is what we're, but I didn't want to spend my birthday not eating.
Yeah.
And
so what happened was we got to a certain point and I said, all right, we've got to turn around. All right. No, when you're not enjoying this, it's okay. And you're like, yeah, but I'm like, no, we're going back down.
Because then, even though I did the whole experience yesterday, but that was a really big moment for me, I remember, in Guatemala because I was so scared of seeming like a high maintenance, whiny little
ungrateful.
Bitch. Ungrateful, yeah. Too so much. I was like, even though I was deeply contracted and I was saying everything was fine, internally I did not want to be walking the mountain, but I didn't think I was allowed to say that.
Yeah. And you didn't want to be seen as the person that, like, yeah, the perception that of that person who's, you know, says, I don't want to do this anymore, is that they're ungrateful.
It's like the engagement ring. That was one of the biggest things that came up for me. It's like, that's my truth, that I don't like the ring.
Yep.
But I don't want to be seen as an ungrateful little bitch. And can I just love this?
Mm.
And so I was trying on the walk to love it.
Yeah. You don't you'll give it a try.
Yeah, always.
You'll always check. You always give yourself a feel for it to see if it is these days. And if it's not, you don't project that, but you do communicate and you allow whatever feelings come up with that to move through you. But anyway, we turn around and I'm like, hey, what if we just go back, go to a cafe, get some food, and then we can go hang out. You can go to the cliff jump into the lake and we're like lay in the sun and just like relax and read our books. And I was like, let's go and do that. We're doing it. And I turned to the guy and said, hey, we don't want to go any further. Let's turn around and go back. We don't want to do it anymore. I didn't have enough Spanish to know how to say stop. Let's turn around and go back. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we eventually communicated that and we turned around. We started walking down and instantly your whole posture changed. You were open. You were laughing. Like, we're going back to have breakfast. That's funny how we nearly climbed that. Yeah, like it's funny, isn't it? Dude? Like we're turning around. How good is this?
How funny was that? Tuk tuk ride. That was intense, wasn't it? I hated that.
How funny is it? Like,
it's funny that you brought three blissfuls. That would have been crazy.
Oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm so glad we're going back down. I'm so happy. We got back down, jumped in the tuk tuk. The tuk tuk wasn't as bumpy on the way back.
Yeah, because my birthday always initiates me in discomfort.
I actually felt like I was floating in that tuk-tuk on the way home. It felt like maybe it was a different tuk-tuk. I don't know. But we got back. We had an incredible – I still remember that breakfast. I had these hash brown and egg muffins. Ooh. I had two of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
I remember that's where I got into filtered coffee as well.
Yes.
I drank a lot of coffee at Guatemala. And we went and you had one of the best massages you've ever had. Remember?
I had the best massage of my life.
Yes.
Best massage of my life. This is what I like on my birthday, because yesterday was the same. Mm. We went to do something we did do something yesterday that was like energetic. I just want to be pampered on my birthday. Like yesterday I ended up getting a facial.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to be pampered. I want to lie there and relax and have someone touch me. Mm. So that, you ended up booking in. Oh, you'd already booked in that massage.
I'd already booked in that massage, yeah.
Yeah. And that was like the best massage of my life.
Went and had dinner at a nice restaurant.
We did. And it was truly just, that was one of my favorite birthdays.
Yeah.
Birthdays actually get better and better every year.
That was such a good birthday. And what I felt from that was like this like, when you are able to like take the risk, get it wrong, but don't make yourself wrong.
Yes.
And you just adapt like, hey, we're not doing this then. And I know for a lot of people, and this is something as well, like a lot of guys can invest or spend some money on something and then take it personally when their partner's like, oh, actually, I didn't enjoy that, or I don't want to do that.
Mm.
Like for me, I was like, oh, yeah, we paid like $150 to do that hike. And it's like, well, was that a waste of money, or was that a way for us to see what we don't want?
Yeah, and we just like yesterday, that hike made my birthday. Like that experience, the contraction I felt moving up that mountain then made way for the deep liberation and the joy and the gratitude and the openness and the bliss that I felt for the rest of the day.
Yes.
And yesterday was the same. It was because it was such an intense experience in the morning that as then soon as we got in the car and he put Luke Combs on, I was just like, oh, thank God that's finished. And now we just get to relax and love each other. And like, it was just this gratitude and this. And I think the biggest piece in this for like those of you listening, I think the biggest piece that I feel like of gold that comes out of this is like shit happens. Like shit doesn't go to plan all the time. Like you might plan something so beautiful, your partner or like, but like, and they might like the reality is they might not like it sometimes, or you might plan, I don't know, on your birthday, you might not feel great. And like, can you just like be adaptable to those moments and not make each other wrong for having an experience that, yeah, might not be what you expected the other person to experience, or yeah. And just like living, like I feel so, you make me feel so loved and like, it's really healing. Yes. I was so healing for me, and each of these experiences is healing for me when you don't take my emotional process personally.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm allowed to hate the kayaking experience and not be like, fuck you, that was a shitty thing you picked. You should have picked hot air ballooning like everyone else gets. Like that would have, if I would have come at that, of course you're going to take that personally.
Yeah.
That would have been a really shitty thing for me to do. But I was just owning my experience and I wasn't making you wrong for choosing that. I was just like, oh, that sucked. And that was really hard for me. And oh, and almost like bringing a neutrality to like just letting, the way you let me have my emotional experience and not take it personally is so deeply healing and is the only way that then leads to, the opening that follows that.
Yeah. And that level of like relaxation and like you were so gooey for the rest of the day.
I was so gooey for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I had the best fucking day.
Yeah.
I was narrating a lot of yesterday.
You got your narrator hat on. We went and had breakfast at Bay Leaf, one of your favorite cafes. Had an incredible breakfast. We went.
Great coffee, great food.
Yeah. We went to, what did we do next? We went for a little walk.
We just tried on heaps of stuff. Went and booked the facial. We were just like, I just love walking around. And then we lay on the beach in the sun and I was reading my book and you went and got the blanket and the pillow, so I was super duper comfy.
If I could offer one thing to men around like supporting a woman, always have a blanket and a pillow with you.
Yeah.
In the car. Like don't carry it on your person. But if you have a blanket and a pillow in the car, like it creates a level of like, and there's also a level of like consciousness. It's like, hey, I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
I think that's what you love about that. It's not necessarily that you're comfortable. Well, yes, but also that I've taken your desire for comfort into consideration.
And then when we went, like when we went and sat on the grass and I was like, oh, like, I don't think I said, oh, but it was like,
oh, it's a bit itchy.
The grass is a bit itchy. And you were like, hey, how about I head back to the car? I'm going to get some towels. I was like, can you get the blanket and the pillow too? Yeah. You were like, perfect. You stay here, like your willingness to, and that's not just on my birthday, you do that a lot. Your willingness to like be a part of my journey to being comfortable.
Well, when your desires, like when I can allow part of my energy to honor your desires, I receive a version of you that I deeply desire.
Yes, you helping me become comfortable makes me deeply relaxed and deeply gooey and deeply open, and I'm incredibly nourishing and, joyful to be around in those moments. I'm life-giving.
You're life-giving. Exactly. Yeah.
We did have some more contraction.
Yeah, I feel like that's more about me. That's like a story I'd like to share because I've been still moving through that. But we went to dinner anyway. We went to an awesome little Japanese dinner. But
yeah, that was really cute.
Didn't I think the day had finished.
I was thinking that this morning. Yeah. I was like, I think we were not meant to.
We weren't meant to go to dinner.
I think because we got home and we watched Netflix, and I think we just wanted to lay and snuggle and watch Netflix, but we got dressed I think we just needed to snuggle and complete the day.
Yeah.
Because, things got a little gritty we just felt we were both really tired at the dinner.
It was two grumpy children. Yeah. Like we were we just said a few things, and then I kind of sabotaged in a way that I haven't done in a while, and brought up some deep inner child stuff for me. I've been really sitting with some self-inquiry, especially because we're wanting to get pregnant next year and have a child together. And I've been really having some stuff come up around my worthiness a lot lately. So we had a bit of closure over dinner, and it caused a little bit of a fracture. But now, upon reflection, we shouldn't have even gone to dinner.
We shouldn't have.
I didn't even even though this place is amazing, I didn't even really enjoy that dinner that much.
I think so too.
And it was
I think that was part of it. It was just a bit we could have. I would have loved just gone to Grills and then gone on home and watched a movie.
Yeah, and we had food in the fridge. I could have just made something, and you could have laid down. Like that would have been.
You said we didn't have any food.
Well, we had steak. So, guys.
Oh, that feels nice to say.
I know. I feel better.
Just to own that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel so better. My solar plexus in the back of my heart have been so sore. So I'm feeling so much better now. Yeah, I think, and I just want to reiterate, coming back to the, part of being in a relationship is taking risk.
Yes.
Because what that risk does, it leads to an opportunity to deepen. It can lead to tension. Like there was tension on the kayak.
Mm.
Tension central. But what we've done over the last few years is cultivate the capacity to be with tension.
Yes. Mm. And to also be able to hold tension in your body and not make it mean something about the other person.
Yes. That's kind of where I wanted to bring it to an end. Take risk.
That's what I was going to say. And I think because circling back right to the beginning where I was I just want to be surprised and I want you to make decisions. And I when you say to me, be ready at 3:30, I'm not telling you where we're going to go. And I will just for fun, I don't ever want, and I know you're never going to tell me where we're going, but I'll be like, come on, tell me,
tell me.
That's why I was really devastated when I thought it might be hot air ballooning and guys, so many people said hot air ballooning. So I was like, oh, I'm so silly.
Thanks for the idea for next year, guys.
Yeah, I actually really, I never thought I wanted to do that, but that would be fun. Yeah, so before.
We've got to talk about the berry markings soon.
I'm still a bit gooey. Yeah. When I was saying that I want to be surprised and that feeling of you taking a risk and you just deciding, that's the ultimate for me. And it makes me feel giddy not knowing and you taking us there and you holding that, we arrived at that place and I still didn't know what we were doing until I looked over and was like, okay, we're going kayaking. I fucking love that. And you are so solid in that. And I think if you're a woman listening to this and you desire that, you must recognize how risky it is for, let's say you're in a heterosexual relationship, a man to take a risk like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you must honor that and celebrate that. And it's so easy. For example, yesterday, I could have projected that all over you. I could have been I'm about to bleed. Of course I don't want to be in a fucking car. I could have really.
Why would you organize this knowing that? I wouldn't have wanted to do this.
I could have gotten so sassy, but I recognize that this is a really beautiful act of love. And how are you to know that I was going to feel a little seasick? Or how are you to know that I was just about to bleed? You'd organized it weeks and weeks ago. So yeah, I think it's if you hold that desire for your partner to be taking a risk, please honor that. And acknowledge, even if you didn't like the risk or the risk didn't quite land, can you acknowledge the risk that he took? Can you acknowledge that he had to trust himself and back himself?
Mm-hmm.
And that could simply be a dinner reservation he's gone about and booked. Mm-hmm. And then when you get there, there's no real gluten-free things on the menu where you're gluten-free.
Yeah.
Instead of firstly just being basically the energy of you're an idiot. How could you not know? I'm gluten-free. Why wouldn't you check that?
Yeah.
Even if that isn't said, if that is the energetic, can you just acknowledge wow, that was risky to book that and trust himself. And he might not have fully nailed it and gotten it right. And you're allowed to have your experience, but that acknowledgement is so fucking important.
You can build on that. You can build on that. Like when your partner's willing and taking risks, you can build on it. even if you don't get it right. Like, it's like, cool, all right. We're learning more about each other every year from your birthday. We're learning.
My birthday's full of great information.
Isn't it? Like, when did we go to Byron again when you, like, the night before you had to go and get your appendix out?
Yeah.
Is that okay if I say that on live air? Yeah.
That was my 28th. So Guatemala, I must have turned 27.
Guatemala was 27. 20,
you really go above and beyond every single birthday because you booked a whole Byron trip for us on my 28th. And then I got my appendix out.
That was the first time I'd ever booked like a really expensive motel. Is that what you call it?
No.
A really expensive
one. Jacob calls all accommodation, even like Airbnb, motels because he's a country boy and there's just something about it. I feel offended every time you call. We'll be at like the Calal in Brisbane, like a really fancy hotel, and you'll be like, we're just heading to a motel in Brisbane.
Oh, honey. No, it's not.
Oh, honey.
Well, anyway, we were at Byron on Byron. Byron at Byron or something.
I think that's what it's called.
And it's like, it's nice there. And I was like, I'm going to invest in our relationship. I'm going to invest in you. And I remember that was the first time I'd spent like $2,000 on accommodation for like two nights. And I was like, that was an initiation for me.
Mm.
Did I tell you that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. And it's non-refundable.
Mm.
And like you have this pain we don't even know if it was your appendix. We don't think it was your appendix, but they took that out anyway and gave you antibiotics. But that was the night before. And I was like, I planned out. So we had that holiday. I'd actually planned to go the horse riding and do the kayaking.
Wow.
So I had this whole weekend planned, this activity weekend.
Every single birthday, a spanner is thrown. I'm usually the spanner.
Yes. You exist. You merely exist.
But, yeah, the day before we were meant to go on that trip, we ended up in emergency for like 6 hours and then I ended up getting emergency appendix removal, appendix surgery, whatever you want to call it.
And you were sad.
I know, because, you were taking me away and I was like, I can't. And then I couldn't swim. And there was this beautiful, like, pool with, like, a swim-up bar and
a sauna.
Like, I couldn't go in the ocean. I couldn't. There was bikes we could ride and I could just ride the bikes, but I was really sore.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really laugh.
Yeah.
Remember Jacob gave me a pampering session. Yeah, and he, like, did my toenails and that was really – every single year you are so fucking incredible at adapting.
Mm.
Even last year, I got a bit sad on my 30th.
You did,
And then you adapted really well.
Yes.
Again, if you're a man who's surprising your woman with something and it doesn't quite land in the way that you wanted it to, or she's not immediately like deeply joyful and ecstatic, can you let her have her experience as well and not take it personally?
Yeah.
And like really just like trust the unfolding of what happened.
29, I nailed it though.
29, you nailed.
Yeah.
Festival of Meg.
The Festival of Meg.
This weekend's the Gathering of Meg. Yeah. 2 years ago was the Festival of Meg.
Yes.
Jacob did a little mini camping festival with all my friends and it was 70s themed and we had DJs and.
Yeah, that was like two nights or three nights out.
That was like the begin.
That was the formation of our community.
Our community.
Yeah, that was when all of our friends kind of met each other, connected and we had like this awesome.
That was the best fucking weekend.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. So that one, I'm going to call that one the nailed it. Like that was 10 out of 10.
And there wasn't every part of that.
Mm, yep. The food.
Got a little contracted around the present.
Oh, you know, when I didn't, yes.
You bought me this handbag and I never usually wear like, it was like this.
Nice leather.
Deadly
ponies or something like that.
I think it is that. Yeah, so. And I was just like, I usually just had a big gross bag that I threw a wallet in. And I was just, just seemed like a bit of a bag you'd wear out or like a, I don't know. And I was just a bit like, oh, it was really beautiful, but I didn't think I was ever going to use it.
I was a little hurt when
and you didn't. And now I use it. I've used it every day for two years. Yeah. So
there's enough for me to be to have my reservations around this time of year. There's enough for me to feel a little like nervous.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We've always made it through.
And then I always do. And I don't want to. I'm trying to like defend myself there.
No, it's just like that's the like you have your experience. You don't project it onto me. I don't take it personally. We normally end up in a much better place.
I always end up having the best. We just like meet the moment of contraction and then it opens. I have the best fucking time. I'm usually every birthday I cry and I'm just like, I feel so special and I am so cracked open and I just want to stay in this name ever. It's the best time of my life.
You do love it. Mm. But yeah, that's the story of Meg's birthday. So we've probably got another, we've got at least another probably 60 to 70 birthdays to get through. How does that feel?
60 to 70 more risks to take and surprises to make. And
mm-hmm.
That feels beautiful.
That's exciting, isn't
it? That's really exciting.
Yeah. You looking forward to the next 70 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really fucking excited.
Yeah. 32 next year, guys. I would love for anyone who's got some ideas for some surprises. Should I go even earlier? Should I start at 2 a.m. next year? Should I start at midnight? Should I do a full 24-hour birthday experience for Meg? Yeah? That feels good?
Mm.
Okay. We can do that.
You're the opposite. In terms of birthdays, like you don't want me to celebrate. You struggle to let people celebrate.
I have
you.
An issue receiving love.
So
yes.
I like even last year where I love surprising you. Like last year, Jacob did the 100-kilometer run, and I organized for all our friends to like surprise him along the way during his 100 kilometers. And people came with signs and birthday. We had friends meet us at like because it took him 24 hours. We had friends meet us at like 12 at like midnight and with their kids on scooters and they were riding with us and it was like so fun.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was incredible.
That really cracked you open.
Yeah. I think for me, I like to know, I don't like to lose control.
Yeah.
I don't like being, I don't like surrendering. I want to do what I want to do and I want to be in control and I don't want anyone else to do anything for me because I have an issue receiving love.
Mm.
Which I'm working on, guys. Mm. Slowly, slowly. We'll see what happens this year. 34 for me. How are you going to celebrate me? What are you going to surprise me with? You have full permission to organize the entire day.
Okay.
I just nearly spewed.
You have so much sweat.
I am so hot right now.
You are like, I've never seen you, you're sweating on your neck. Like
I've got shoes on, I've got a hat on, and I'm wearing, and I've got a beard.
Is that the sweat from your beard?
Mm.
It's like, yeah, that's a lot. Okay, we got to go, guys.
All righty.
Love you. Thanks for just,
hope you enjoyed
just hearing
the jam.
About my birthdays. And what an ungrateful little whiny bitch I can be.
Three takeaways. Take risks. Don't take things personally.
And appreciate the gestures even if they don't quite land.
Mm-hmm. Intuitive structure. Set the coordinates. Be open to getting there in a way that you didn't expect. Enjoy the journey. Bless up, lovers.
Love you. Bye.
Peace. Yo, 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 thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Sex, Love, and Everything in Between. Now, if you'd like to stay connected with Meg and I, you can head on over to Instagram and follow me at @TheJacobO'Neill. And where can people find you, lover?
At @the.meg.o.
Amazing. And yeah, guys, check out the show notes for all other information in regards to what we've got coming up. And yeah, we're super, super grateful that you guys have taken the time to listen in to this podcast. If you do have any topics or any questions, like I said, hit us up on Instagram and we'll see what we can do. Apart from that, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.
Thanks for being here.
Big, big love.